The women first of all, and Devonport 6-9-45, Toogood Fullatrobe 3-1-19, Wynyard 6-6-42, 20-point winners over Penguin 3-4-22. The ladder has Ulverston on top on 16 points, Penguin on 12, Devonport on 12, Wynyard on 8, and Latrobe yet to register a win. No games next week because of the representative game with the men's competition, and we'll talk about that in a minute as well. Round 6 of games on Saturday, wins to Devonport, to Burnie, and also to Wynyard. And first of all, it was Devonport and Latrobe. Devonport 20-16-136, 95-point winners over Latrobe 6-5-41. Devonport kicked 48 points to 1 in the first quarter, and it was pretty much the story of the day.
Yeah, and predictably, Devonport were too experienced and polished for Latrobe. And then a further 9 goals to the Demon, 3 majors in the last half, provided Devonport with not only valuable percentage, but also sees them 4 points ahead on top of the ladder. Now, Martin Bainan Lowe was named Devonport's best with his 5 goals, with full forward Joey Chaplin snaring 6 to lead the competition goal-kicking. Other Magpies to do well included key defender Cohen Stevenson, Caleb Van Buren, youngster Fletcher Kelly, and big ruckman Jacob Marshall. For Latrobe, Sean McCrossan, Joe Robinson, Braden Scott, Jesse Richardson, Damon Cock, and veteran midfielder Rodney Cobb all tried hard. All in all, Martin, it was a comfortable win for Devonport, with Latrobe still endeavouring to find four-quarter consistency and close the gap between their best and worst performances. When they do that, they'll be in business.
Indeed, and Caleb Van Buren's having a fantastic year, isn't he? His name pops up every week just about in the goal kickers and best players.
Yeah, fantastic footballer and well-rewarded in the rep side this week.
Yep, he should be too, I reckon. Burnie and Ulverston, it was Burnie 10-18-78, defeating Ulverston 8-8-56, 22-point margin. There was only 1 point the difference at three-quarter time, but I'll tell you what, that's a really improved performance from Ulverston following on from their heavy defeat by Devonport last week, so they can take a lot out of that one, I reckon.
They certainly can, and Ulverston surprised even their most ardent supporters in pushing the Dockers deep into the last quarter. Burnie coach Brett Plant, well, he predicted that Ulverston would be hard to toss, given that the Robins went down heavily a week earlier and were keen to win back some respect on their home soil. The Dockers had solid four-quarter performers in Nick Walters, Josh Gale, Jeremy Plant, Joshua Wolfe, Nick Delante and Nick Hearn. Ulverston coach Stephen French would have been very satisfied with the efforts of Luke Dyson, Joel Hennessy, Braden DeVries, Justin Clark, Tyson Slatter and Jacob Root. So a pretty good effort from Ulverston, and if they pick up one or two players next year, they'll be back in town.
Yeah, and sadly they didn't score in the last quarter. You know, they were trailing by a point at the three-quarter time and just weren't able to string it together for the whole game. And I guess like Latrobe, you mentioned, once they get their four quarters together and their best footy, they can tackle some of the sides above them on the ladder.
Yeah, exactly right. But they persevere with the Stephen French for the next couple of years and can pick up a couple of handy recruits, they'll be okay.
Yeah, no, plenty of good signs there for Ulverston. Wynyard and Penguin, it was a 33-point win to Penguin, 13-10-88. Wynyard 13-10-88 over Penguin, 8-7-55. Penguin had won the last three games in a row and probably deservedly started favourites for this one, but Wynyard led by 10 points at quarter time and they just extended the lead as the game went on.
They did, and perhaps Wynyard produced their best team effort for the year, Martin.
Yeah, I think so.
The Cats from the outset, they looked slicker with their ball movement and went into the half time with a 15-point lead. Then they kicked against a strong breeze in the third term. Wynyard outscored their opponents to wipe up a 19-point lead at the last change before kicking a further 4 goals to Penguins 2 in the final quarter to record a comfortable victory. Wynyard's defence held up all day in an effort to please coach Bo Sharman. Better players for the Cats included defenders Jordan England, Matthew Bugg, Keegan Weller, while on-baller Sharon Egger, Noah Fleming and big ruckman Tom Charles also played well. Key forward Stuart Turner was also good with his 4 goals. For the two Blues, Jackson Beakey, Julian Brown, Jack Templeton, Luke Russell with his 4 majors and defender Dylan Bramich all tried hard. Injuries to Penguins' Sam Mitchell and Luke Russell will keep them out of next week's intrastate clash against the SFL, while Wynyard coach Bo Sharman will also miss Martin with a suspected broken nose. So today we've lost three three more players.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be back for their clubs the following week after, though. And you mentioned Sharon Egger. He kicked a couple of goals as well. And with a first name like that, he was always destined to play footy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly was. And he had a bit of experience with the Northern Bombers and Sharon, so he'll be okay.
Yeah, great brand of footy too. Devonport on top of the ladder with 20 points, Penguin on 16, Burnie on 16, Wynyard on 16. It's really tight in the top four, outside Ulverston on four, and Latrobe yet to open their account. As we alluded to, Kim, representative game, the NWFL up against the Southern Football League, the SFL, in seniors and under-18s. These games are being played at Ulverston on Saturday?
Yes, played at Ulverston Saturday, starting at 12 and 2 o'clock respectively, with a gold coin donation to get in. So that's pretty reasonable, I would think.
Fantastic. A great afternoon of footy. You'll preview those games with the boys in breakfast on Friday. But thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
No problem. Thanks again, Martin.